Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Global Adventure Show with travel writer Debbie Stone. Welcome back, everybody. We are still here with Debbie Stone, the travel writer who just came back from Hawaii, and she's got three podcasts today. And so all of them are linked up in the show notes so you can find out about a food tour in Honolulu. And you can also go to a ranch where you can see cattle and fruit trees and find out about Jurassic Park. So check it out. All of her stories are up on blendradioandtv.com. The links are in the show notes again. But also, this one is really fascinating. Today, we're going to be talking about, this is epic, honestly, Debbie, and you did this, outrigger surfing canoes, canoeing. Like this is, wait, you're outrigging and surfing and canoeing at the same time. This is all in Waikiki Beach. So, Debbie, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yes, it is. It is a definitely a really unique experience. I'm not somebody who does actually surfing. I've done body surfing. I'm not a, I really have not tried surfing. But when I was in Honolulu, there are these outrigger surfing canoes. And I thought this sounds like a really cool way of kind of feeling like you're surfing, but you have a little more stability, so to speak. And this is an authentic Hawaiian water sport that they do. And these boats actually are original. I call them the original Hawaiian roller coaster experience because when you actually do it, it really is. You're going with the waves and you're catching the waves. But there's a long history. It dates back thousands of years ago, and they were the main. These boats were basically a main mode of transportation and used by fishermen in the Pacific Islands. And so they have these support floats, which are fastened to this hull to the canoe, and so they have a lot of stability when they're going through strong waves or rough conditions. And so that's why they were such a great mode of transportation. And they were made originally out of a special type of wood called koa wood. And, they now make all different kinds of modernized versions out of fiberglass. But it was popularized as a racing vessel among Hawaiian chiefs in the 18th century, banned for a period of time by a queen at the time who wanted to kind of move her people away from the traditions to more European ways of life. But then in the 1870s, the racing sport, outrigger canoe racing, reemerged because a gentleman named Herb Kane, he constructed a replica of one of these, and he completed six major voyages. And then the sport became a symbol of aloha, and it is actually the official state sport of Hawaii.
Wow. So this is amazing because, like you're talking about outrigger canoes, and that's really that extra additional thing you were talking about on the sides, right? When you look at them, they date back, 2,000 to 3,000 years ago. So this is very historic. And so obviously the people knew that they needed that extra balancing to be out in the ocean. So, so it was really fishing and being able to have that balance to be able to fish, through the surf and all of that. And then it can be a sport.
Right.
Because now we've got this. This is pretty cool, man. Let's go. Yes. We can make things move faster, more directional, and have that balance that we need on the surf.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. Wow. So it's really fun. So Waikiki Beach Services is a company on the island who does these outrigger canoe surfing rides, but they also do surf and stand-up paddleboard lessons and catamaran rides and a bunch of rentals. But ages 5 and up can do this. You don't need any special skills. It is supposedly one of the safest ocean vessels and one of the only that's not required by the U.S. Coast Guard to carry life jackets. So that's how safe it is.
And
in any case, you have a captain or captains who will help you. They show you how to paddle. And so you'll be in very capable hands and you'll get a quick lesson. And learning how to paddle is pretty easy, even if you're a complete novice. And, you are given a seat in the canoe I think it's based on probably your weight or your size. And then you'll get instructions on how to get into and exit the boat. And yes, there is a right way because you don't want to topple over, you know. So
Right.
there is a way to do it. And then you take the, you know, you paddle the boat out into the water and everybody participates. And you have to listen carefully because there are commands, just like in a whitewater rafting trip. You know, your guide will shout out some instructions so that everybody's doing the same thing. Like paddle hard and, you know, switch sides and then stop and then, you know, paddle really hard. And, you know, you'll realize that the canoe doesn't do everything on its own. You've got to participate as a group, as a team. And matching the speed of the
Oh.
boat with the speed of the wave is essential because you can't lose momentum. So when you catch that wave, you
Oh.
go and it propels that boat and you, and, you know, you just keep going and going until, you know, you've milked the wave until it's no longer possible. And I felt like it was just so exhilarating. We did it a number of times, but I just wanted to stay out there like all day.
Well, that's interesting to me. I mean, it almost sounds almost like the dragon boat races in a way, you
It's
know,
similar in that.
in that
I
kind
think.
of, I wonder if they come from that kind of history. When you went out there, did they tell you, I know you did this, I'm looking at the company name for everybody to go and be able to link up as WaikikiBeachServices.com that you
Correct.
went through. And everyone again in the show notes, so you don't have to write stuff down. When you did this, did they teach you some of the history of this? Because, like, to me, this is kind of epic to do this.
They told us about some of this history, and then since I'm, you know, naturally nosy, I of course asked a lot of questions. So anyway. But yeah, that's, you know, they're very good about, you know, telling you whatever you want to know and sharing whatever knowledge. And, you know, this is a big sport there. And in order to really do the sport, you really, you know, you have to have very, very good technical skills. You have to have strength, you know, core strength. You have to have stamina. You're using, you know, every muscle in your body. And if you truly wanted to take this seriously, you know, have to invest your body and time into learning it.
And I see that it's women owned. How interesting. I'm
Oh,
on
the
their
company?
website, Waikiki Beach Services, right now. It says on their little logo, women owned. How funny, because a woman tried to stop it. That's interesting too. Like, historically, that's pretty funny. But you know, I when you got in there, did you think historically, did you have that moment of like, this is what they did like thousands of years ago to get fish, and
I
now
think
here we are? Did you have that
you do get
moment,
that.
just that glimpse, you know?
I think you do get that kind of that connection with the past that way. You know, I just thought it was just so cool and very cool the fact that, you know, people of all ages can do it. It's really safe and it's fun, and you know,
So
it gives you
easier
a
than
sense of
kayaking.
worth. Like this. Yes, and
E
it gives you a sense of what. Well, how the waves, what, you know, when you're surfing, how you catch a wave. You know, I didn't really understand sometimes the technical aspects of that. You know, you have to look and wait and watch, and, you know, we were out there with all these other like just surfers, and it was interesting to watch how, you know, people are waiting for that wave and that moment when they, you know, can catch it and ride its momentum. And so it really was kind of an eye opener for me because I don't surf.
Yeah, I don't. When I did have a lesson in surfing when we lived in Port Elizabeth, South Africa. And it was a huge surfing area, and Jeffreys Bay was around the corner, which is a famous surfing spot. And I went out with my friends, and everybody in the pier just saw my butt because I couldn't get up off the, you know, no. Look, it was bad. All I can say is I was hugging it. I was hugging the surfboard and it was not looking good. My butt was in the air and I was hugging that surfboard, life and death, you know. So this sounds like something I could do. This
Yes,
sounds
you
like
would
a
love
good,
it. You would love it.
I love kayaking, and even kayaking, you've heard our stories of where I thought I knew what I was doing and I went in circles for hours and thought a water snake was about to get me in the bayou of Louisiana, you know. So I'm just saying, this sounds a little bit easier, and I'm not
No,
alone.
And you know, the nice part about it is, you know, you've got somebody who's in charge of the boat and you've got people telling you what to do, and it's a team type of, you know, a teamwork approach. And so, you know, to me
Oh,
it
that's
makes all
good.
the sense in the world for families, for kids, for, you know, older adults, for, you know, seniors, whatever, that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't require much from you, you know, and so
And it's
that makes it
teamwork.
enjoyable. Yeah, it's teamwork and
Yeah.
it's fun and enjoyable, you know. I mean, it's fun, you know. You just have to pay attention to what they're telling you, and you know, I mean, even if you know, even if you didn't feel like you had a lot of strength to paddle really hard, you just paddle as much as you can because there's other people helping, you know.
So that I think this goes to, if you're going on a corporate retreat to Hawaii, this would be a
Yes.
good team sport for you all.
Excellent. Team building.
Yeah,
Excellent. Yeah.
just saying. That's
Yep. It's
awesome.
good. It's good.
Well, Debbie,
It's,
thank you so much,
yes.
Fire Monkey. We still call her Fire Monkey no matter what. And every time we get on a show, I was like, is it Debbie or is it Fire Monkey? She's the Fire Monkey. She was called that in Bhutan by an ancient man. So, everyone, keep up with Debbie. She is here every fourth Tuesday on bigblendradio.com. And all the links to her articles and past interviews are on the show notes, and also the interviews from today. Three interviews all about her experiences in and outside of Honolulu, Hawaii, are there in the show notes. So thank you so much, Debbie.
Well, thank you so much, and talk next time.
Yes, next time is Patagonia, right? Tell
That's
everyone
right.
that's
Yep.
epic.
Can't
Yeah,
wait to
that's fun.
share that. Can't wait to share that
Oh, we
anyway.
can't wait either. All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Big Blend Radio's Global Adventure Show with travel writer Debbie Stone. Debbie is here every fourth Tuesday. You can keep up with us at bigblendradio.com.